speaking to thousands of supporters at an open space near the Mkoba Teachers College in Gweru today, President Mugabe spent most of his time reciting the nation's history. President Mugabe finished the narration by talking about the country's flag, saying that the red color on the flag symbolizes the blood that was spilled in the liberation struggle and that people are ready to sacrifice their lives again should there be anyone who wants to take Zimbabwe back to colonial bondage.
Inyika Europa, atikanganwe kuti vachema ivava, ndivo vane ropa rakadeuka. Kurwira nyika yavo richaramba richideuka kana nyika ichida kurwirwa. Ndomhiko iripo.
Mr. Mugabe said he is aware that in the 2008 polls, people voted for the MDC formation led by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai as a way of protesting over the hardships they had been facing. But Mr. Mugabe said, given what he said is a poor track record in the inclusive government, he would be surprised if people voted for the MDCT again. The president accused MDCT leaders of being self-centered and not caring about the people. He singled out Finance Minister Tendai Biti and accused him of abusing the money earmarked for reviving the country's industry, which Zimbabwe got from the International Monetary Fund under the special drawing rights. Mr. Mugabe also slammed MDCT councillors, charging that they used council's revenue to line their pockets and forgetting to deliver service to the people. The ZANU-PF leader repeated local government minister Ignatius Chombo's assertion that government would write off the debts of residents and urban local authorities across the country.
Iyokuwa yava yukuisa maroja kujivawa ni mali iho. Saka chashuongo rora chakati kwiti uipi wakadai haubumiru.
President Mugabe said if elected into office, his party would continue to empower locals by continuing to give them land and assisting them to start their own companies. He said this party would also do all it can to pull the country's resources in order to revive industry and ensure that both private sector workers as well as civil servants are well paid. As has become traditional of him on such occasions, the ZANU-PF leader also slammed homosexuality and urged people to uphold good morals and to care for one another and live in harmony.
There should be love between and amongst us. Understanding, appreciation of the conditions of the poor, the condition of the sick. Tikadaro kudzivirana tsitsi, tinowana magariro akadaro akanaka. Tikava nokubatana, unity.
President Mugabe also promised that he will talk to Reserve Bank Governor Gideon Gono so that people who still have the country's disused currency can be compensated. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shava.